Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack straight on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account who says, "Best friend of 12 years chose her boyfriend over me, and now she is begging for forgiveness." And of course, this does come with an update. My ex-best friend, 21 female, and I, 22 female, knew each other for 12 years. We were literally each other's ride or dies. We were there for every important moment in our lives. I considered her as the sister I never had. In January 2021, my best friend got into a relationship with a guy. She seemed happy and she told me that he was the best guy she'd ever been with. When I met him, he was cool and he seemed nice. Fast forward to May 2021, one night I was out with some other friends and went to this spot that we would usually hang out at. My best friend wasn't with us because she was working that night. I ended up running into her boyfriend and his friends. My friend group and his group ended up chilling together and everything was cool. I had only one drink that night because I had to get up early the next morning. However, everyone else had a couple of drinks in them. I ended up leaving early and told them that the Uber I had ordered was on its way. My best friend's boyfriend offered to walk with me because he also had to go out to smoke. We end up outside and I proceed to also have a quick smoke before my ride arrives. We start talking about trivial stuff and then about my best friend. I told him that it sucked that she wasn't able to come out that night, and at first he agreed with me, but then he said, "Yeah, but if she was here, we wouldn't be talking right now," which rubbed me the wrong way. I was looking at my phone to see where the Uber was and pretended that I didn't hear what he said. He repeated what he said and went on to add that if he wasn't with my friend, he'd be pursuing me. I ended up snapping at him and told him that what he was doing is fucked up. My Uber was pulling up, so I told him to get lost and got inside the car. I ended up texting my friend on my way home and told her that I needed to speak to her urgently and that she should call me when she gets off in the morning. I didn't tell her what it was about because I felt like this type of information needs to be told face to face or at least be heard. When the next morning came, she had not called me, but she had seen the text message because the red receipts were on. I called her, and the minute that she picked up, I could tell she was pissed. I asked her how she was doing, and she was being very short with me. After a few awkward moments, I told her that I needed to tell her about something that had happened the night before, and she said, "I know." Turns out that her boyfriend had texted the night before that I had tried to flirt with him. According to him, I was trying to take advantage of him being drunk to flirt with him while we were smoking and that he rejected my advances. To make it worse, he picked her up that morning from her job and fed her more lies about that night. She ended up cussing me out, and to be honest, I started cussing her out too. I told her she was an idiot for believing any of that, but it's like she wouldn't hear it. Our friendship ended that day and we did not speak from May 2021 to today, March 2022. She called me from a new number. I blocked her and basically said that she was sorry for believing those things, that he had cheated and that she now realizes how much of a liar he is. She says it doesn't excuse what she did, but she believed him because she loved him and thought he was the one. She was crying during the call and I could feel her emotions. I'm so conflicted. This is my ex-best friend of 12 years, the person that I practically grew up with. Normally, I'd never take someone back, but there's a lot of history between us and I feel so conflicted. I still love her to this day. Should I try to salvage our friendship and give her another chance? And then we have an edit and a relevant comment which says, "Edit, suggested I add this here. I suspect she caused issues in my other relationships. We shared friends in common and when all this happened, they distanced themselves from me and our friendships turned into acquaintances. This all happened after we stopped being friends and I never told any of them what had happened and never asked out of shame. This is a big reason why I'm struggling to make a decision." A relevant comment said, "Forgiveness also doesn't mean you have to be friends again. if she hadn't found out he cheated, she would still have thought you were lying. To which Opie replies saying, there's a part of me that wants to forgive, but there's another part that thinks I would be forgiven her when it's not deserved. I don't know this for a fact, but most of the friends her and I had in common started distancing themselves from me, and I think she had something to do with it. They didn't completely cut me off, but there was a night and day difference between before all this happened and after. They're now more like acquaintances. I have other great friends to myself, but losing my best friend and the good friends we had in common at the same time was the worst feeling. I didn't tell anyone about this, so if they didn't hear it from me, they must have heard it from her. I think whether you forgive or not is totally going to be down to you, well, obviously, but if it was me, and I can only come from a me perspective because I don't know how you're truly feeling about it all, I think it's something that I'm not sure I'd be able to see the person the same way again. Yes, I understand she was totally manipulated by another person, but also, you know, she chose her boyfriend over you, and it doesn't even sound like she really thought about it that much. And I think that relevant comment was very relevant, is that you can forgive someone, but not accept them back into your life fully again, which may be the path that I might take. And who knows, that could maybe be built on again in the future. I don't know. But another thing that would make this worse as well is from what you're saying in this post, it sounds like she turned all your mutual friends against you, but made them acquaintances, as you say. So it wasn't just like your relationship she's damaged all the relationships with those friends as well. And they can't look at you the same way. But we're going to cover a couple of additional comments before we move on to that update. So Genocide10 says, whether or not you let her back into your life is completely up to you. But you have to set boundaries and realize that only now is she willing to believe you. Instead of listening to both sides and putting her faith into the person she knew she could trust, she chose to listen and believe him. She feels bad now, but I don't know if she would really change her way of thinking enough to not have the situation happen again. And then it comes to you. Are you willing to be a good and faithful friend and remain the last one to be trusted and believed? Technicolor Dream says, do you miss her friendship? Were things always fine before that? If you've never been in a highly manipulative relationship, it's extremely hard to understand how a person can throw away everyone else for a romantic partner. But it's not too different from someone who is deep into a drug addiction. If she's clean, totally done with him and you miss her, take baby steps and see if you guys can still be friends. You have nothing to lose from trying and possibly a best friend to gain. Some Initiative says, listen to your intuition. Personally, I'd say give her a chance, but take it slowly, very slowly. Your friendship may or may not go back to what it once was, but don't focus too much on that. Only time will tell. All of this requires a lot of communication on both sides. I wish you well. Vicky May says, she messed up badly, more than most people would be able to forgive. You would not be in the wrong to not forgive her. However, looking back from my 40s now to my 20s, I didn't always make the smartest of decisions. Ride or die and lifelong friends are very few and far between. If you can forgive her, I doubt she'd ever make the same mistake again. Ask yourself how much you love her. Does she add substance to your life? Will her being in your life make you happy? You will know the right choice. And one more from Zippity Boombar, who says, she chose dick over you, without a second thought. The only reason she's come crawling back to you is because she can no longer deny that her now ex was the problem, not you. Forgiveness is one thing, whatever that means to you, but has she really learned and grown from this mistake? I think that's what the should I try to be friends again question really hinges on. So it looks like the opinions are on both sides of the fence here, forgiveness or not, and all depending on if she has changed herself. Does she deserve that forgiveness from OP? Let's head on over to that update to find out what happened next. So, update. First of all, thank you so much to everyone for the advices and comments. They truly helped me when it came to sorting out my thoughts and feelings. I ended up meeting my ex-best friend at a cafe Friday afternoon. I did not want to go to her place or for her to come to mine. It was extremely awkward and tense. She began to apologize again for what she did and that she would take it all back. I told her how much she hurt me and how blindsided and betrayed I felt. I told her how upset I was by the fact that she never even let me share my side of the story. She told me that she had suspicions that her ex wasn't who he said he was months prior to their breakup. She also said that she suspected he may have lied on me, but she wasn't sure. I asked her why she didn't say anything or reach out to me if she had doubts, and she said that she once again wasn't sure and didn't know what to believe. I asked her why she's sure that he was lying, and apparently it's because he threw it in her face during the breakup. Apparently they had a big argument and he told her, "You're so fucking stupid to let me convince you that your best friend was coming on to me." That kind of annoyed me, and I began to wonder if she would have reached out if he never confirmed her suspicions. I asked her that and she said that she didn't know. We talked a bit more about the breakup, and then I asked if she had badmouthed me to our friends in common. She confessed that she did tell them that I had tried to hook up with her ex, that she couldn't believe I would betray her, and that I shouldn't be trusted. I told her that her spreading those lies really hurt my friendship, and those people now question my character. I told her she needs to go tell those people the truth, and she agreed. I ended up telling her that although I appreciate her apologies, I can't forgive her. I told her that I don't hate her or have any bad feelings toward her, but that I can't forgive her. I can't get past the fact that she badmouthed me to people and only reached out to me because she got the confirmation from the guy who lied on me. I thought about it, and deep down, I knew I couldn't forgive her in the moment. I told her that I do not want her in my life right now and that it might change. If I do end up wanting a friendship with her, then I'll reach out when and if I feel like I'm ready for that. We both ended up crying, and honestly, this felt worse than any breakup I've ever had. She told me that her mum asked about me, which made me extremely sad because her mum is like a second mother to me. Not only did I lose my best friend, but I lost a second family. Since that meeting, some of our friends have reached out and said sorry for icing me out. I assume she must have told them the truth. I haven't responded because I honestly am upset that they picked a side without even asking me what happened. At this point, I really do not want to deal with any of them. And one of the most shocking things, I know the friend is a pretty shocking one, but also all the other friends as well. No one heard her side of the story. No one wanted to listen to it. And I think if this happened in my friendship circle or whatever, and you heard news of like this friend cheating and it seems totally out of character for them or whatever, surely you would get in touch, like a little text message, say, "I just heard some news, what's going on," kind of thing. Just something simple like that, but no one got in touch at all. I find that absolutely wild. Not sure why, but I really do. Anyway, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Another story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account who says, "My fiancé, 26 female, and I, 27 male, decided to break up, but she couldn't move out due to the lockdown. After about 4 months isolating with her, I've realised I don't want to break up anymore. I'm not from the US, and I'm also not a native English speaker, so I apologise in advance if there would be confusing sentences in the post. My fiancé and I have been dating since college, and as soon as we graduated, I proposed to her. However, we decided to get married only once we're both financially stable and okay with our jobs. 2 years down the road, we've also been living together for that long. We now meet those requirements. However, our love for each other has disappeared, or at least the spark we used to have. We became very busy, her with her graduate education plus job and me with my work. I admit I've been spending way too much time in the office, and once I get home I use my free time to get ahead with deadlines and stuff. She's also constantly stressed as she's juggling her education and her teaching job. We never had time for each other anymore, but we were still busy enough to even notice that. Then March came, she approached me with the subject and we had a long talk. It was an emotional one. We've known each other for so long after all, and we were reaching our end after so many years. She was already in the process of booking flights to stay with her parents for a while when the lockdown was announced. She decided to not go home anymore in fear of possibly carrying the virus and infecting her family. I agreed with that decision, and since then, we've been isolating together. We're both working from home now, and she also finished her studies in April. Because of that, we've been having a lot of free time. At first, it felt a bit awkward. I didn't even know how to talk to her anymore. I got used to short and empty small talk with her, but she's always known how to get me out of my shell. So it didn't take too long before we were having full conversations once again. I just found out that she had a newfound love for playing Sims 4. Classic. She also showed me the family she was playing with currently, and I noticed it was herself and me plus dog and cat whose names were our birth months, lol. She had been so shy initially, but she doesn't know that I was also feeling flustered then. I think this is the start of me questioning our decision to break up. After that, it was the small things. I also caught her up on how my life has been, like my shitty supervisor, how I haven't been taking care of my health lately, etc. And since then, she started pushing me to work out with her. She's also been trying to get me into healthier options of food. I also came to find out new things about her in these months, which is surprising considering how we've been together for many years now. These past few months have been really good. I felt like I was brought back to the times when we first met, and I feel like a high schooler with a crush. The thing is, I'm not sure if I can trust my feelings right now. The only person I've had contact with was her, except for my frequent calls with family and friends, and I must be just having an infatuation right now. I also think we're lucky since we're both very free right now, but I keep thinking, what happens after lockdown ends? Will we go back to those busy people that have too little time for each other? I also don't know how to approach her with this. She's always been the talker in our relationship, you know. But at the time, I'm also afraid to talk about it and potentially ruin things for us right now. What if she doesn't feel the same? What if she's just treating me kindly because that's what she is, a genuinely kind person? The only hope I'm holding on to right now is the fact that she hasn't planned on going back to her family yet despite domestic travels being allowed in our country now. How do I go about this? There's a lot going on in this one story, although it seems very simple in some ways, but with like the COVID situation, with a lockdown isolation and stuff, and you being stuck together, it almost puts a different spin on things, if that makes any sense. And you're right in some ways. What happens when you both start working again? Are you gonna just go back to how you was? And I think there's only really one solution to this, and it's like, as you discuss the breakup, you need to discuss, you know, potentially being together. Obviously, don't come out. Don't go up to her and say, this was a mistake. We need to get back together. It's something that can be built on slowly, for sure. Maybe just live together for how long you need to, and things may build from there. And once you start going to work, you'll get a good feel for how things might be in the future. You might just both go your separate ways again. And I know, conversations like this are never going to be easy, are they? But you've done it once, and you've discussed breakup, which I think is more difficult than the conversation you may have coming soon, but I don't know, I may be wrong on that one. But let's cover a couple of those comments before we move on to the update to see what happened. Lemon the Bear says, same way she went about bringing up breaking up. You approach the subject in the exact same way. It'll take guts. If it's easier, don't go into it talking about wanting to stay together, but about how you feel. Just talk about how you felt the last few months, how it's improved since lockdown started. Also, the Sims thing was a massive hint, dude, as well as she's at least considered the same thoughts as you. No says, how about instead of I don't want to break up anymore, go with can I take you out on a date? Approach it like a new thing. If she says yes, then maybe have her stay in the room for a while for you to prepare the living room for a floor picnic or build a fort or even take out to a real picnic, etc. Very cheeky. Melanie Jellyfish says, you know, a lot of folks who have been in lockdown together are absolutely sick of each other by now. I read that Wuhan had a huge number of divorces filed as soon as their quarantine was lifted. I think it's special that you two have enjoyed this time together and have been able to reconnect. I think it says something that you two have not gotten sick of each other and have actually gotten a lot closer and found new ways to appreciate each other. Maybe you can bring it up by starting with an admission of how vulnerable you are feeling about it. Perhaps I want to talk to you about something, but given what we've been through the past few months, I'm feeling nervous about this conversation. The truth is that being in lockdown with you has made me appreciate you more than ever. I'm so grateful that we've had this chance to be with each other in a more intentional way than before. I realized that if we can be in lockdown together for months and only get closer, then there is something special about our relationship. I'm still in love with you and I don't want to break up anymore. You should have a plan for what's next if she says no. But given your perspective on this, it seems like it will be a good conversation no matter what. Now, let's move straight on to the update. I want to know what happens. So, update says, although I didn't get to reply to any of the comments except for one, I made sure to read all of them on my main account. So I'd like to thank everyone for their great advices. Here I am now, excited to tell what happened in the course of 5 days. So the day after posting that, nothing really happened. I spent that day reflecting on what kind of future I see and want with her. I also thought a lot about the past, how we messed it up, how we both got too lost in our jobs, etc. In my original post, I asked if what I'm feeling could be just an infatuation that would go as quickly as it came. But I realized that my feelings for her never really disappeared to begin with. It's like my heart just went in a deep sleep and I forgot how much feelings I carry for her. I think some of you may know, and have pointed out, that I'm not really good at communicating my feelings. I tend to keep things to myself and my fiancé is one of the few people that can be patient with that. Some suggested to write a letter instead or a note or marry her in Sims. I ended up with drafts of sappy letters that I ended up scrapping and a sad attempt to recreate us in The Sims, but still, I wanted to make an effort to show her what I couldn't say through words. I've heard about her wanting a few DLCs in The Sims in the past, so I had the idea to buy a few for her. Sims DLCs are pretty expensive, especially in our currency. Surprised her by stealing her laptop for a few hours, and once I gave it back to her, she was elated and so happy. It was really nice seeing her get so excited over it. We played together that whole day and tried to solve the mystery in Strangeville, a game pack in The Sims. It was so fun. The next day, I found her in the kitchen trying to bake something. It was a blueberry cheesecake recipe she saw on YouTube. I basically became her cooking assistant that day, helping her as much as I could, and we ended up with a pretty decent outcome that I bet would have tasted better if I hadn't messed up so much. Oh dear. She still said she had so much fun and loved the cheesecake though. The next day, which is just yesterday, something important happened. We were basically just snuggled up on the couch playing when our Sims just autonomously tried for baby in the bed. It was hilarious and we initially laughed about it, but then we got pretty silent. She then closed her laptop and hugged me tightly without saying anything. I think that was my realization that, oh, she feels the same as I do. So I knew I had to speak up. I'm still impressed at myself for managing to talk yesterday without choking up, basically opening up the conversation like, are you planning to go to your parents soon? And she said no. She doesn't feel like it yet. I asked her why and she told me she wanted to stay. I told her I wanted her to stay too. We went to sleep that night just huddled together. And even though we didn't really explicitly say it, I think we're now aware of each other's feelings and it feels like a huge improvement to me. Earlier we ate breakfast together. We weren't as chatty as we've been the last few months, but the silence was comforting. We also watched Knives Out together. We haven't had the conversation yet, but I'm going to bring it up to her tonight. I'm really glad this whole ordeal went much nicer than I expected it would, and I'm relieved I didn't let my doubts get the best of me. Though I still have to get better with how I communicate things. I'm going to learn for her. Thank you to everyone who left nice comments in my original post. I apologize again if there are mistakes in my post. I'm not a native English speaker, nor I am from the USA. Then there was one little update in the comments, which said, okay, hi. I posted this thinking the same people who saw my last post would respond, and seeing that a few users wanted an update back then, I thought, what the hell? Why not give them a little update right now and leave it at that? Now I have 5 times more the audience I had last time. Right now, my fiancé is sleeping next to me. Yes, we had the talk. As soon as I posted this, I logged out and gathered myself so I can tell her what's been in my mind for months. It's not really something so exciting. We basically just sat down together and talked about what went wrong before. I told her the things I said in my last post, and she admitted to worrying about what happens after the lockdown gets fully lifted too. We both acknowledged that we work too hard to become financially stable so that we can get married. Right now though, all we could do is promise and talk about how we're going to manage our time better, since we have no idea if our country is ever going to return to normal. The curve is not getting flattened at all and the quarantine is about to get extended again. And then we talked about our feelings. I got to tell her I love her again, for the first time in years probably, and she told me the same. After that, it was back to a lighter conversation. We basically just bonded until she fell asleep. I honestly thought only a handful of people would see my post, I made sure to use Reddit because this isn't really a big platform in our country, and I wasn't sure she wouldn't see the post, but now that there are like 20,000 upvotes as I'm typing this, I think she might stumble upon the post sooner or later. Well then, I think she's going to be whining a lot about this, but she'd be glad to know that a lot of people found our relationship wholesome. Thank you all for your kind comments. I know some people are thinking, why haven't you just talked to her in the first place? But getting some perspective from other people really did help give a push. I think if I left myself alone with the thoughts I was having, things would have got a lot worse. So I'm really grateful. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the awards I receive, since this is just a throwaway account though, but it's still cool. I try to answer as many questions as I can, then log out. Thank you again. I love stories like that where people talk about, you know, their inner feelings and how they're feeling in certain situations, even though they can't even express this to their partner, but on Reddit they can just sort of let rip and say everything. And I think it's a real sweet story. And who knows what the future holds for their relationship, but it sounds like it's in a much better place where they can communicate with each other about their feelings in a much more meaningful way. There was parts of the story where I was reading, I just wanted to shout, just tell her you love her. But you know, it's not always like that, is it? But hey, what do you guys make of this one? A little wholesome one to end there. Let me know your thoughts on that story. As always, a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories, your love, support and time, and everything you do for the channel. Oh, don't get me started, guys. Thank you so much. Much love to you, and I'll see you in the next one. I hope so anyway. Take care. Goodbye. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.